others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A major winter storm system is already bringing heavy mountain snow and coastal rain in the west and will begin to shift into the plain states on Monday. This storm will dominate the weather coast to coast in the coming days this week. A strong surge of moisture from the Pacific associated with an atmospheric river from the tropics near Hawaii will fuel heavy rain showers and snow squalls in the higher elevations of the Cascades, Wasatch, Rockies, and especially the Sierra Nevada mountains of California, where several feet of snow. To our trucker friends, near whiteout conditions will exist with very strong winds in the mountain passes. For Sacramento and Las Vegas, beneficial rains and gusty winds, then sunny later in the week with cooler temperatures. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Breaking news from the Los Angeles Times. National Labor Relations Board sides with strippers in L.A. Details coming up. Strippers on the loose, Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details. People of Walmart later, Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
After the mortgage and food, what do we spend the most money on with a big family? We're going to tell you tonight.
Coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm hot, but I didn't know I had 10 seconds. Hi, it's Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday. And I love Thea Landon. I adore her. She has the best tweets on Twitter, Thea Landon, look them up, the best tweets, but I really love her because she wrote this. Ready? Salandra broke the first kiss, panting for air yet remaining in Meg's arms. I could do this all night, she murmured. Me too. Meg leaned her forehead against hers, though the search party might come looking for us soon. Disappointment twisted her moistened lips. I suppose you're right. Let's remember to grab a couple of branches on the way back, like we said we would. Good call. Although she didn't want to arouse any suspicion, Meg was reluctant to relinquish the warmth of her shared embrace. I think we could get away with a few more minutes, though. What do you think? Salandra grinned, lacing her fingers behind Meg's neck. I'm not the one who needed convincing, she said, guiding her down for another kiss. Thea, this is the greatest moment in my day, when I read A Flame Among the Stars. Thea writes, you ready? Erotic science fiction, surprisingly often focused on lesbian relationships in science fiction. And here's the deal. Thea Landon lives in Brooklyn. She's a mom and she's married, although her tweets never refer to any husband. And how does this work? Have you told your parents yet what you write?
No, I still haven't yet. You know what? I thought really long and hard about doing that at Thanksgiving dinner. You know, the whole family was gathered. Why not? But we went to my cousin's house, actually, and she had her in-laws over. And I figured, you know what, if I'm just going to, you know, lob this grenade into Thanksgiving dinner, maybe it should just be with my own family and not someone else's. So I decided to play it safe.
Now, Thea Landon lives in Brooklyn, which is a hotbed of public radio. Everybody there has their radios tuned to fresh air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And today, I think it was, I was listening for a few minutes to an episode of Fresh Air because, gee, it's all I could find. And I heard this appalling thing come out of the speaker. A author who lives in Brooklyn was saying that her gifting this year will involve cookbooks. She's very committed to giving out cookbooks, and the one that she likes is called, what is it called? It was about a place. It was a place setting, and this author finds different community authors and shares it with the world. These are Brooklyn-based community authors who share their menus with the world in these cookbooks. And I'm listening to this crap, and I'm like, if I lived near her, my mission each day would be to dump her trash in front of her house. But then I started thinking about my friend Thea Landon, and Thea Landon with these public radio authors who are so very serious. Do you ever bump into them? Do they know what you do?
I do not. I pretty much fly under the radar. To be fair, I'm not in Brooklyn itself. You know, I'm sort of outside the city in the suburbs, but I say I'm New York based just because it seems a lot of authors are. But no, I have not run into any on the street as far as I know. For all I know, they could be sort of keeping a low profile like I do.
Now, Thea Landon sells her books on Amazon, usually through Kindle. And there are dozens of Thea Landon sci-fi erotic fiction books. They're well written. They're a lot of fun. I urge you to go to Kindle and download some of her books. My question is, I started noticing, mostly because of you, that there's this whole industry of people who are writing books, quote, writing books, and marketing them on Amazon and making $20,000 a day. Have you heard about this?
I have, and I'm jealous.
Well, it's a business. And what they do is they teach him that you can hire a ghostwriter for like $200, tell them what you want the book to have, you hire a ghost artist for the cover, and then you market it, and you'll make $25,000 a day, which is nonsense. But it's quite a business. When did you start marketing on Kindle?
One of my publishers that I work with, it's a small indie press, Decadent Publishing. They're great. If you write romance, I highly recommend submitting to them. Honestly, I didn't even really know about the Kindle Unlimited program, but they're a publisher. They know more than I do for a reason. And it was my first lesbian sci-fi romance book, Fire Beyond the Frost. And they told me about this program, Kindle Unlimited program, where for I think it's $9.99 a month. You have access to all of the books that are in that program, and they don't charge you extra fees. You want to download 100 of them, go for it. And they told me about it. I said, sure, why not? I don't know any better. Let's go for it. And it really took off because I know everyone makes noises about how Amazon is a monopoly. They're taking over the world. I won't comment either way on that, but the truth of it is Amazon is where the readers are. So if you can appeal to them, that's a pretty big audience right there.
The other great thing about Thea Landon is that she is out and proud about the fact that she is a smutty book author. That is what she calls herself in her tweets, a smutty book author. And that eliminates a lot of pretense. That gives her permission in her tweets to say, I am arguing with myself about going to the gym. In fact, I think it's fair to say, Thea, that half your tweets are about the internal struggle of whether or not to go to the gym. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Oh, I don't know if it's a struggle because I do love my gym. Sometimes it's a struggle, you know, if I want to go every day or if I want to make myself rest so I don't blow out my knees.
The only way I got to the gym regularly was to have a trainer. Do you have a trainer?
No, I go to Orange Theory Fitness, which I think is a really great balance. It's small group instruction with a coach there. So if you want to be left alone, they'll leave you alone. If you're doing something dangerous, they'll come over and fix it for you. And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I just had my 500th class last weekend.
Wow. Well, I'm happy to report, Thea, that in the past 2 months, I have lost 30 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
Would you like to know how I did this?
Absolutely.
I got COVID. And
No.
It was like 2 days and I had sniffles and a cold. It was nothing. But then I discovered something amazing about COVID. 2 or 3 days later, I had this after effect of COVID, which is that every single thing I ate tasted like garbage. Not a little like street garbage. Like, you imagine the food, imagine it in its worst form. That's what it tasted like, including water.
Oh, boy.
It was horrible. And people say, well, you know, after COVID, sometimes they lose their taste buds. I would have given anything to have lost my taste buds. The worst, and this is like God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself as a diabetic, the worst flavor was bread. And then maple syrup, anything made with malt, the sweeter it was and the denser the carbohydrate, the worse it tastes. And the things that taste okay are dense proteins, chicken, salmon, no problem. And that's how I lost 30 pounds. I couldn't eat. And I wasn't hungry.
I always say it's so sad when carbs betray us. We love carbs. They should love us back.
Now, in your gym, what have they taught you that's been valuable? What is your takeaway from the gym?
Everyone can lift heavier weights than they think. And you know, go ahead and try it. The worst thing that can happen is if you pick up a weight that's too heavy for you, you can always put it down and pick up a lighter one. You don't know until you try.
I noticed that Ann Rice and Stephen King brag about the fact that they treat writing like a job. And they start their day like at 9 or 10 a.m. and they work straight through till 5 or 6 p.m. How do you write? What is your writing discipline?
I definitely do not do that. I have a separate day job that sort of has its peaks and valleys. And right now, this is the busy time of year. And I have been going nonstop since the Monday after Thanksgiving. And the day job, the boring day job, that is not nearly as fun as writing dirty books, has just been, I cannot stress to you how crazy it has been the past few weeks. So I go to work, I come home, I feed the family, do a little family time, do a little more work in the evening sometimes. And honestly, it's not until everyone else in the house goes to bed and it's nice and quiet that I open up to Microsoft Word and start writing. And sometimes that doesn't even happen until about 10:30, 11 o'clock p.m.
I want to sell some of your books. Would you please share with us, in your opinion, the smuttiest book you've written? What's the title of this?
The smuttiest
book you've written.
All right, that would be Disintegration. It is an erotic sci-fi book. It actually won an award this spring. I know they're called the IPPYs, and I need to look up what IPPY stands for every single time, because I always say there's only so much room in my brain for information, and sometimes things get pushed out. Okay, the Independent Publisher Book Awards. This book, Disintegration, won the silver medal in erotica this year, and it is about a soldier who gets wounded in battle, gets rescued by some mercenaries, and he's injured, so they turn him into a cyborg, as one does, and not only is it super smutty, because there's a lot going on in those pages, one of the reasons I love it is it really talks about, you know, the concept of, you know, what is humanity? What makes us human? You know, in the, you know, the frame of reference of love and sex and relationships. So that's the one I always recommend first.
So you would view that as an excellent Christmas gift?
Oh, absolutely.
And
I
give
would
us
get bonus points if you read it at the dinner table, you know, in front of the whole family.
Yeah, and super bonus points if you read it out loud. What is the title
exactly.
Again? Tell me the title once more.
Yeah, Disintegration.
All right, so Disintegration is the book you want to order on Amazon Kindle. Thea Landon with an E, not an O. Thea Landon is the author. She is a great friend of the show. She's going to be on much more than she had planned. And Thea, I wish you a great holiday. Thank you very much for everything you do for humanity. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Thea Landon.
Exotic dancers. It's a tough business. They're under threat. Stalkers. Ownership that may or may not be mob connected. It's not an easy job to jiggle for the giggles of lonely men. Case in point, Star Garden Dive Bar, the North Hollywood tradition. This bar violated federal law when it locked out 15 strippers, laid off three others, and created the modern-day Norma Rae. These twerking class heroes and power to the strippers, signs carried out as these ladies protested outside the Star Dive Bar. Now, here's the issues. Broken glass on the floor, furniture with bed bugs, infestation of rats and cockroaches, rusty nails protruding on stage, and white substances falling from the ceiling. These ladies deserve a safe place to make a living. Unionize. If the strippers succeed in forming a union, it would be the first strip club dancers joining a guild in the U.S. since 1996. I stand with those women. From the Champagne Room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
You made the right promise. You promised yourself and the people you live with that by the end of this year, you'd have the money in order. The finances would be arranged correctly. That was in July. Here we are in December, and things aren't really any better. Like you, I'm okay at making money. I'm not okay at keeping it. Money kind of disappears. It disappears when I'm around. The solution is from my friend Jared Dillian. Jared Dillian was a guy in the Coast Guard. He was a bootstrap kid from Connecticut. And he said, I'm going to fix this. And he did. And today he has a house on the beach in Myrtle Beach. He does whatever he wants. He buys whatever he wants. He's a happy man. Find out how. Go to jaredradio.com. Jaredradio.com. J-A-R-E-D. Jaredradio.com. And find out his story and his simple life suggestions on how to keep the money you make. Not fancy investing, not stupid stocks, not, you know, what to do with your 401k. Jared lays it out. Here's how to solve the money problems. Simply, elegantly, and for free. All you do is go to jaredradio.com, ask for the brochure. It's free. No one's going to bug you after you get it. jaredradio.com. There's your Christmas gift to your family. You've always been promising we're going to get the money right, and now you'll have a map on how to get the money right. J-A-R-E-D, jaredradio.com. Go to jaredradio.com, jaredradio.com, J-A-R-E-D, jaredradio.com, and find out his story and his simple life suggestions on how to keep the money you make. jaredradio.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Usually, when you hear a commercial on my show or any other show, it has come through an ad agency. Well, ad agencies waste a lot of money. The client places an ad, and then they go on a big catered affair in Brooklyn. They wear big Doc Martin shoes. They sit around 10 of them with bottled water, and they all sort of nod their head and try to figure out when they're going to get to the gym. Not Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency has placed all of the messages on this show. And Northern Ad Agency is a results-oriented ad agency. There is nothing fancy about them. Whether or not you need expertise in social media, radio, whatever it is, Northern Ad Agency has a team of experts ready. And they're in Minnesota, not Brooklyn or Beverly Hills. They're ready to work. Northern Ad Agency. Go to northernadagency.com and find out how they work. That's what I said, work. northernadagency.com.
Dial up and down, go round and round, and worst of all, flash. In what world did people think it was okay to make a toy like this?
Why would we ever want kids to think they should take up pole dancing at such a young age? They're just kids. Some people thought it was a hoax, but a writer at the website Gizmodo, Jesus Diaz, wrote in an article that there seemed to be no photo editing done whatsoever, saying, "It didn't seem Photoshopped to me. It feels more like the typical Chinese-made product you can only find in low-cost stores."
All right, it's Sterling on Sunday. Coming up in just seconds, Hoyt Yeatman. Hoyt is the lead singer for my new favorite group, Sitting on Stacy. They're incredible. And I'm like, why don't they have breakthrough hits? And somebody much older than me, someone who's 40, said, it's their name. The name of the band is Sitting on Stacy. I said, let me help you. Stacy is their landlady. That's who Stacy is. Well, you know, and they get all offended. The music's spectacular. You and I will talk to Hoyt Yeatman coming up in just seconds. Why? Because it makes me a hero to my daughters. Talking to Hoyt makes me a hero to my daughters. But I actually think the band is just fantastic. Now, we just played a commercial, a bit about the stripper doll, which was a real thing. The stripper doll was a real thing, but a couple years ago, the Barbie people came out with something, in my opinion, far more terrifying.
Meet the Barbie Growing Up Skipper doll, published in the year 1974. Skipper seemed to upset adults right out of the box with its ridiculous design concept. The Barbie company wanted to cover the topic of puberty in their next line of toys, so Growing Up Skipper was born to little praise. With just this simple twist of her arm, Skipper goes from child to teen. A fun idea in theory, but the way it's executed is just bad. They make her tall and made her breasts grow exponentially in size. Not only did this set an unrealistic expectation for young girls regarding their puberty, it's just so inappropriate.
As you moved her arms, she got taller and her breasts got bigger. A Barbie doll, you moved her arms and her breasts got bigger and she got taller. For some reason, this wasn't a hit. For some reason, the parents got very concerned and had a big petition. All right, coming up tonight, we're going to talk about what it's like to be a woman truck driver and the safety issues that a woman truck driver deals with. Plus, I will share with you my two favorite Christmas carols of all time, which are no one else's favorite Christmas carols. And I will talk about the most horrific event in New York City, which only happens one day a year. No, I'm not talking about the mayoral election. One day a year, and it was yesterday, and I am so glad I am not in Manhattan to share in that excitement. Coming up in just seconds, Hoyt Yeatman, the lead singer for Sitting on Stacy, coming up in seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Skills. And just a couple of inches in New York and Pennsylvania, mostly rain along the mid-Atlantic coast. The bigger storm will reach east by the weekend, but right now it looks like it will be mostly rain. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
So if you mix a golden Labrador with a poodle, you get a golden doodle. And they look pretty, but they're not that pretty. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details, people of Walmart, later, Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
After the mortgage and food, what do we spend the most money on with a big family? We're going to tell you tonight.
Coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I didn't hear 10 seconds. What am I going to do? No, I bet you said it. I was just very busy looking for this.
Nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder, though, is when
not,
you
because
see...
Because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions...
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
All right, I think it's time to have a John Coleman marathon.
Well, it's very difficult for anybody to be against it because the media has told the nation over and over again, day after day, for 20 years, that the oceans are rising, the polar bears are dying, the sea, the ice is melting, that storms are going to sweep the earth, and that we're all going to die of a heat wave. I mean, this is an incredible... bad, bad science. There are 9,000 PhDs and 31 scientists who have signed a petition that says it is not a significant greenhouse gas. Oh, it's a teeny, itsy-bitsy greenhouse gas, but it's not in any way significant, and we are sure of it. It's not like something I made up or just thought of.
Oh, no, John. The fact is that your Impala cannot cause global warming. Global warming has taken place for thousands of years because we are living at the end of an ice age. Why this is hard to internalize, I don't know, because I learned it in third grade. When I read my weekly reader in third grade and it said, we are at the end of an ice age, and therefore it's going to get warmer every year. I understood this, and I was in third grade in Mrs. Worcester's class. Now, let me tell you a moment about Mrs. Worcester. This is very important. Mrs. Worcester was such a beloved teacher at Jefferson School in Maplewood, New Jersey, that she loved the color pink. That was her color in a public school, not a parochial school, not a private school, in a public school. And that is when I started to notice that the walls of her room were painted pink. She was able to get the school to paint her room pink. And there didn't seem to be a big deal about it. She also had a pink Cadillac, and she wasn't one of those cosmetic ladies who had sold a lot. She just wanted a pink Cadillac from her husband, and she got one. And then, you ready for this? If we were good, if we did whatever Mrs. Worcester wanted, without fanfare, she opened up a tin, opened it up, and walked through the aisles, and in it were pink pills, big I guess they were Necco wafers, big Necco wafers, but they were thicker than Necco wafers. And she would walk the aisles, and we could each take a pink pill because we had done something good. She taught me how to write script. It's illegible, but she taught me how to write script. What do you learn in third grade? The multiplication table and how to write in cursive. That's what we learned from Mrs. Worcester, a delightful, wonderful woman. That's how you teach. You don't do any wacky theories. You don't do sight reading. That's the stupidest way to teach reading I could ever imagine. It's, you know, where they don't sound it out. Do you understand that? They don't sound it out anymore. And the other thing in public schools, they don't teach spelling because they figure spell check will be there. But my children, they don't know two things. They don't know common sense, but they also don't know how to sound it out, but they also don't know how to spell. The other thing they don't know is how to read an analog clock. And this is where radio broadcasters are really missing out, because they keep saying, and coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have more boring programming at the top of the hour. Okay, nobody under the age of 40 knows what the top of the hour is. Or the bottom of the hour, they have no idea what that is, because they only read digital readout clocks. They don't read the round clock. And I'm having a progressive problem reading the round clock, but I try to pay attention to my...
through a Hardee's drive-thru.
Come
through a Hardee's drive-thru. We pull around the back, and we're just about going through. We pull through the drive-thru. They take the order. We pull up, and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead, and a car comes perpendicular and parks, like, a little ways in front of us, and I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
You know what Lindell has done? He's the owner, creator of MyPillow. And I said to the MyPillow people, to Mike Doucette at Northern Ad Agency, I said, fine, you want to advertise on Sterling on Sunday? You have to give us something that other shows don't have. And when next time you hear me give a message for MyPillow, I'm going to give a phone number that no other host has. Listen to it, because when they answer the phone, they know they're talking to a midnight misfit, a weirdo, a freak like you. Midnight misfits. We don't fit in. We don't get along. And here's the difference between other people who don't get along and us. We don't care. I don't care if you like me. I have never cared if you like me. I have never cared if I fit in. In fact, the most repulsive thing I can hear in the workplace is when somebody says, I like team players. You like team players? Did you see the Browns today? You like team players? I don't think that's a good measure. You've seen the Mets play? I don't think that's a good measure. A team player is somebody who takes the problem and tries to solve it to the benefit of the team. That doesn't mean they have to collaborate. It doesn't mean you have to collaborate and get along with everybody. I have never gotten along with everybody, but I have probably, like you, generated some spectacular results. Because what I do is I take the problem, I go to the back of the cave, I sit there, I eat the meat, and try to figure out the problem. And the results are one of two things. Either I have a spectacular solution or a disastrous failure. There are really only two ways to go. My name is Walter M. Sterling, and I am live. Can you believe that? I'm live, and I'm going to give you the best career tip and the best holiday tip possible. Yes, I have a great holiday tip and a great career tip. You ready? Coming up in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
I have found that it's a good idea to have a couple gifts that people want but would never buy for themselves. Things that they just wouldn't buy for themselves, even though they need them and want them. And one of them is bedding, including a new pillow. The problem is, have you priced a pillow lately? Okay, those aren't bargains, except for what I'm about to tell you. Please listen carefully. My Pillow makes pillows that you all know about, you've heard about, you've been curious about, and it's time to buy some. Because now the price is right. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. The price drops to $19.98. $20, you get a brand new beautiful pillow. The MyPillow pillow has some qualities that you're not going to find in any other pillow. They stay cool all night. You put them into whatever shape you want, and they stay in that shape. And the most important thing, which no one ever talks about, they don't come alive until you own them. You throw them in the dryer when you get them for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden they spring to life, and they're warm, and they're perfect just for you. My Pillow. Go to 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876, and when you talk to a live operator, they're there right now. Say my name, Walter, and the price drops to $19.98. For a MyPillow, you've heard about them for years, you've seen the commercials over and over. Other hosts may talk about them, but no other host has the Midnight Misfit phone number. Here is your exclusive phone number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. and a MyPillow drops to $19.98. Merry Christmas.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
It's really interesting, the gap between the toys that kids want and the toys that their parents want them to have. No parent ever wanted toys made by this company.
Fascination, Renfro's fascination, fascination, the race to light the tower. Roll the balls and roll them fast, hurry, hurry, don't be last. Fascination, Renfro's fascination, what a fast and fascinating game.
Each player gets two completely different mazes. The first one to get through the maze with all three balls lights up the tower.
It's fast.
It's Fascination by Remco.
By Remco. Remco was brilliant because what they knew how to do was make toys for television. Their toys looked incredible on television. You know what that was? That was a plastic maze. You moved it back and forth, up and down. The metal ball went through it. And when you got it through the maze, it hit the end, the little hole at the end, which had a metal sensor on the bottom, and a light went on. A light went on a tower. You lit up a tower. Was it like a spectacular nightlight? No, it was just one sad little red light. But it was your red light, and it was at the top of a tower. And the way they shot that commercial, you'd think that tower was 15 feet high. It was about 8 feet high. But, man, did you want that toy?
Fascination, Renfro's fascination, fascination, the race to light the tower. Roll the balls and roll them fast, hurry, hurry, don't be last. Fascination, Renfro's fascination, what a fast and fascinating game.
Each player gets two completely different mazes. The first one to get through the maze with all three balls lights up the tower.
Oh,
it's Fascination by Remco.
Well, again, any parent would look at that and go, that's a piece of junk. Any kid would look at it and go, oh my gosh. And they were always in the category of $20 toys. $20 toys were the most expensive toys of the day. Remco always managed to make $20 toys. And your parents would look at these toys and go, but this is just a piece of junk. And you'd go, oh, no, I have to have it. I've got to have this. Oh, my gosh. But the most bizarre and, frankly, in my opinion, dangerous toy was this.
Easy bake, fast as you can. Mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them bake now. Slide them out, easy bake, wow! Only Kenner's Easy Bake Oven Set makes such delicious cakes, cookies, candy, brownies, pizza, pies, and biscuits. It bakes like magic with two ordinary light bulbs and has a special cooling chamber. Easy Bake by Kenner.
That sounds a lot like Mike Douglas. That's who that sounds like. Well, what surprised me about the Easy Bake Oven is it had at least two lives, one in the 60s and one in the 80s. The Easy Bake Oven is a dangerous toy because it's got a high wattage light bulb, just a regular light bulb inside, that's reflecting against metal surfaces in order to cook the cookie, in order to cook the pretzel. That was one of the things it would cook. It would cook pretzel strips. Pretzel sticks, and it would take like 60 seconds to cook the pretzel stick after you made an unbelievable mess with the dough. You'd make an insane mess with the dough in the silly little pan, in the silly little bowl. You'd put it in there for 60 seconds. It would start smoking. Your mother would have to come down from her bedroom. What's going on down here? What do I smell? Most of these toys prompted this loving question. What do I smell? And it would melt the plastic in the oven. It would melt the dough. The dough would melt. It wasn't baking. It was melting. And frankly, it was dangerous because of the metal, but not as dangerous as the creepy crawler maker. The creepy crawler maker took this liquid plastic and you'd put it on a hot oven device. You put it in the mold, flip it over onto the hot oven device, which was just like a flatbed cooker. And I'm telling you, put your finger on that, you're going to get a nasty burn. So these were two dangerous toys: the Easy Bake Oven for girls, and the Creepy Crawler Maker for boys.
Easy bake, fast as you can. Mix them up, pour them in the pan. Slide them in, let them bake now. Slide them in, slide them out, easy bake. Wow! Only Kenner's Easy Bake Oven Set makes such delicious cakes, cookies, candy, brownies, pizza, pies, and biscuits. It bakes like magic with two ordinary light bulbs and has a special cooling chamber. Easy Bake by Kenner.
All right, so we've gone through dangerous toys, ridiculous toys, and Barbie's puberty doll, plus the toy that teaches kids what strippers do and how they do it. Really, this has been a spectacular half hour, don't you think? Section A and B, part A and B of Sterling on Sunday. Coming up, we have a fantastic guest for you that you will enjoy. That's just in seconds. Plus, Dr. Dave will have an update on the snow conditions in Northern California. They got like 6 feet of snow in Sacramento on KFWB, our affiliate in Sacramento. It's a spectacular big show tonight, and I want to talk to you. Here's the number, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And what I'd like to know, we just reviewed some of the terrifying toys of my childhood. What were some of the terrifying toys of your childhood? One that you got and you went, oh my God, this isn't anything like I thought it would be. This is a major disappointment. Or it hurt you, allegedly. But too often, the toy on TV looked nothing like the toy in person. Did you have that experience? A toy that you saw on TV that you imagined that you wanted, and then it arrived and like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. Do you have that experience? My phone number is 888-688-9258. I had a pretty interesting one called the Thinkatron. And the Thinkatron was a, quote, computer. And it looked like a big mainframe computer, and it was ingenious. You'd put in these punch cards, ask it a question, and the answer would appear on the screen. It was well done. It was a smart toy. But it was nothing like I thought it would be. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. As we drive across Route 80 tonight in this cold winter night, live. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. It is a pleasure to be with you on Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A major winter storm system is already bringing heavy mountain snow and coastal rain in the west and will begin to shift into the plain state on Monday. This storm will dominate the weather coast to coast in the coming days this week. A strong surge of moisture from the Pacific associated with an atmospheric river from the tropics near Hawaii will fuel heavy rain showers and snow squalls in the higher elevations of the Cascades, Wasatch, Rockies, and especially the Sierra Nevada mountains of California, where several feet of snow to our trucker friends, near whiteout conditions will exist with very strong winds in the mountain passes. For Sacramento and Las Vegas, beneficial rains and gusty winds, then sunny later in the week with cooler temperatures. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
After the mortgage and food, what do we spend the most money on with a big family? We're going to tell you tonight.
Coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details, people of Walmart, later, Sterling at night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Clearwater. 36-year-old Florida man is hanging out at a neighbor's apartment in his complex, and he loves the neighbor's dog. It's a golden doodle. It's one of those pretty big, tall dogs with the long, flowy hair. It's beautiful. And he offers to take the dog for a walk. Neighbor's like, sure, you want to help out with the dog? Fine. So he goes and he walks it around to the back of the apartment complex by the Presbyterian church, and he starts being really affectionate with the dog. Now, this is on a Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon, so church isn't in session, but people are there on the campus, and he is within eyesight of a married couple and their kid. I don't know how old the kid is. We just know it's a minor under the age of 16. They can literally see him humping the dog. So they say, hey, mister, you need to stop that. He, of course, has a concern of both embarrassment and criminal nature. So he pulls up his pants, yells back at him, and takes off. Well, he has to run through the church property. He kicks over baby Jesus in the nativity scene. Yeah, right. Like, this guy can't get to hell fast enough. He also kicks over a potted plant that breaks, and he chunks some of the toys in the little children's playground area at the church over the fence out into the parking lot. Jumps the fence, runs off into the neighborhood as the people start to approach him. So now he's running through the residential neighborhood next to the church. He does like a jump kick on a mailbox like he's Daniel LaRusso or something, damages that, and then he tries to steal a car. And about the time he gets in the car and he's trying to hotwire it or something, I don't know, but that's when the cops show up and they take him into custody. Must have been a cute dog. And by the way, the dog lover guy looks almost exactly like me, which is embarrassing. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Gainesville, Florida, where at the University of Florida, they have a legendary football program, and their backup quarterback, he's the son of a retired NFL quarterback. Fans, you'd recognize the name Kitna, but he was arrested on two charges of distribution of child exploitation material, three charges of possession of child pornography. You know, I don't know, you know, if he's guilty or not. This is all allegedly, reportedly, supposedly. But usually if your backup quarterback gets taken off the roster, you know, in most states it's because he tore his ACL or maybe he failed out of school. And here's another weird thing that's going on is this quarterback looks a lot like me. I mean, I'm way older than he is, but other than that, you know, hold my beer. For our next Florida story, St. Cloud. In St. Cloud, Florida, there's a Walmart where a guy who has fallen on hard times tries to get some drug money by shoplifting from Walmart. But he picked the wrong Walmart at the wrong time. Because at this Walmart, the Osceola County Sheriff's Department was having their annual event called Shop with a Cop. So there's 40 sheriff's deputies, the forensics team, the community service team, the CSOs, the OCSO majors, and the sheriff himself, Marcus Lopez, are all in the store shopping with a child liaison from the community. It's an adorable little community outreach program and fundraiser for charity, and probably the worst possible time you could go try and shoplift from the Walmart. Well, this guy does it, and he gets busted. And yeah, actually, he does. He looks almost exactly like me. What the hell is going on? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part two of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right. Keith Fonz is in Alaska in a town called North Pole, Alaska. That is the official name of the town. Here's the deal. Keith Fonz is the epicenter of a news story that I actually understand. Most news stories I, Walter M. Sterling, do not understand. This one I understand. Keith is a DoorDash driver. Is that right? You're a DoorDash driver?
I am, correct.
All right, so Keith Fonz is a DoorDash driver, and here's the deal. He's in the North Pole, he's DoorDashing around, and he put Christmas festive lights on his car. He was stopped at least 6 times and given citations for having these lights on his car. Crazy talk. Now, he has done it in previous years, not gotten any citations. This year, he's getting citations for having Christmas lights on his car at Christmas time in North Pole, Alaska. Wow. Where does the case stand now, Keith?
At the moment, we're in the waiting stage of the court date at the end of the month on the 29th. The cops have backed off for almost 3 weeks now and not pulling anybody over with Christmas lights on their vehicles.
And what, Keith Fonz, what exactly is the charge that you're charged with having Christmas lights on your car? They had to write down some crime that you committed. What's the crime?
Unauthorized use of color lights.
And what are the colors of the lights, Keith? What are these criminal lights?
I got purple, pink, green, orange, couple reds, couple blues in there. Pretty much just your average Christmas colors.
So it's an array of Walmart-colored Christmas lights that you put on your car.
Exactly.
And has caused great hoopla. Now, last week, when you were kind enough to be on Sterling on Sunday, which is the name of this show, which is heard on our radio station in Fairbanks, which I believe is WFAR or KFAR?
KFAR.
KFAR, because it's hard for me to know where that line is in Alaska. But first, let me tell you, to be on KFAR in Alaska is a great honor. It is a great privilege to be on a radio station in Alaska, because I figure... You look down on all of us in the lower 48, that you have no interest in anything that we do or say. So the fact that they've picked up an affiliation on KFAR for Sterling on Sunday, it means a lot to me. And they were there from day one. They were on this show from the minute we launched it. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, last time you were on, you asked us to do something to support you, and I encourage you to please repeat what it is that we can do to support you, Keith Fonz, and help you in this mission for justice.
Well, we have a local group that's going to go into court with me with support, but we're asking anybody in the country that wants to send Christmas cards or Christmas letters to the North Pole where Santa Claus' house is, I'm going to take them into the judge and show the judge support from all over the country that people should be able to make their cars festive during the holiday season. But at the same time, I'm also wondering why the mayor, Michael Welch, or the North Pole City Council hasn't made a statement, hasn't come public about their local Grinches pulling me over, giving me citations for bringing joy to people. Well, people can go to my Facebook page and they can find out the address there that they can send all the Christmas joy they like, Christmas cards, and we're going to take it into the judge and then also take that same big stack of mail to the city council and try to get a change made.
What is the date of your trial?
December 29th.
We have some time to get those cards in. What's the address we should send them to you?
2406 State Hood Street, North Pole, Alaska, 99705.
And that's on your Facebook page?
It is.
Well, I wish you nothing but a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you.
And hopefully I can have you on again next week with an update. And go to Keith's webpage. Keith, what is the name of the webpage? The Facebook page.
It's on Facebook, and it's Keith, my last name, Fonz, F-O-N-S, Senior. And you can follow me there or friend me.
Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much, Keith Fonz, F-O-N-S. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It's exciting to be with you live, isn't it? We're driving across Route 80, up and down the 5, the 101, and the Luge, Route 71. There's nothing like this time of year for being in the car. One of the interesting things for me is sometimes if I'm in the car for a long time, 4 or 5 hours, and I pull over to a Love or Pilot truck stop, and I get out, and oh my God, all of a sudden I feel that cold air. I feel that 20-degree air, and I put my feet on the gravel, and I know I'm safe, but oh my gosh, the cold air. And I go into the Love or the Pilot truck stop, and then I come back into my car, and I look at my car, and against the sky, against the mountains, against the interstate, and I'm like, that car is so tiny compared to what it is we have to deal with, what I have to go out against. And I get into my capsule. Maybe you feel the same way when you get in the cabin of a truck. And you get in there, and there's a second where I go, whew, I'm safe. I got in here. Whew, I'm safe. But I'm all of a sudden very aware of how cold it is out there and how I do not want to stop. I don't want to find myself on the side of an interstate on a night like this. Anytime I see a trucker over on the side of the road who's clearly having trouble, who may have to change a tire or wait for a tow, and he's in the pitch black up against a forest where who knows what could come out of that forest, probably space aliens, probably something from ancient aliens is waiting for him. That's a brave person. And the braver people who drive trucks are women truckers who need to spend a night at a truck stop. And I'll share with you one of those stories in seconds. Before, I mentioned about the best piece of career advice and holiday advice I can give you, and I'm going to share that with you right now because they're the same. You don't have to go to the holiday party. Holiday parties are not only very overrated, but they're very dangerous. A holiday party is no place to go without a plan. It's important to have a plan. Let me suggest to you, this is the best plan. You want to show up because your employer has spent money on this party. Invitations have gone out. Food has been ordered. They expect you to show up if at all possible. Here's what you do. Take my advice on this. Oh, don't we have some ambient Christmas party sound? Don't we have some ambient holiday party sound? Have you got that in there, Sean? Would you play that for us? Ambient holiday party sound. There you go. That's how it's a real radio show. Paint theater of the mind. You walk into the place. The best holiday party I ever went to was at Tao, T-A-O. No, there were two. Tao in New York by Sirius Satellite Radio. They had this insane holiday party at an insanely expensive Asian restaurant, T-A-O. The other one was in the 1970s. Get a load of this. Imagine if this happened today. KLOS, the rock and roll radio station owned by ABC and run by Alan Shaw and John Winneman. John Winneman. They ran this radio station in L.A. It was the big rock station. They had their holiday party at the Playboy Club in Century City. Could you imagine today if a radio station or any company could go to a Playboy Club and actually did be right up there with going to a strip club? And I've been to holiday parties at strip clubs in South Florida where it goes unnoticed. Nobody notices. Here's what you do when you're invited to a holiday party. If you do this, you will save your career and your relationships. You go to the party. You look, you scope it for your host, the host is the person who's paying for the party, who authorized it. You go up to them. Remember one of the food items on the buffet. You go up to them, look at them and say, the shrimp is incredibly good. Thank you so much for this holiday party. Everybody seems to be happy. Say it that way. Don't say, I love it. Say, everybody seems to be happy, because that's what they want to hear. They want to know that everybody's having a good time. Look at them and say, Miss Jones, everybody's having a good time. Thank you for inviting all of us. Thank you for inviting all of us. And then you leave. discreetly, quietly, but you leave. You've spent about 3 minutes at the party. That's it. That's what you do. You get out quietly after you thank the host. Best career and holiday advice I could possibly give you. This is Sterling on Sunday. The best holiday gift is one that you weren't really expecting, but one that you need and you would never buy for yourself. And that is a MyPillow pillow. All of your friends and relatives have heard about the MyPillow pillow. They're curious about the pillow. And now you can give them the pillow because they're on Sterling on Sunday. And only because they're on Sterling on Sunday, you can get one for $19.98. $20. $19.98 if you just say Walter. You got to call this number. It's a unique number. It's the only number for this show. 800-844-0876. No other host has that number. What did I say? 800-844-0876. Call now. There's a real human being there waiting to talk to you about the MyPillow pillow for $19.98. $19.98. What's great about the pillow is that it's filled with a patented filling that holds its shape, stays cool all night, and the pillow only comes to life when you have it. It only comes to life when you throw it in your dryer for 10 minutes and boom, it becomes soft and warm and ready for you to go to sleep or your friend. The number is 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. A human being is standing by right now to talk to you at 800-844-0876. You say, my name, Walter. And the price drops. It drops to $19.98 for a MyPillow pillow. The number is 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. There is a person standing there right now waiting to talk to you to solve all of your holiday gift-giving problems. Merry Christmas. 800-844-0876.
Sterling on Sunday.
I think the best gift that you can give yourself and your family for Christmas is to finally have a source of income that makes you happy. Now, what'd your dad tell you? What'd your mother tell you? Do whatever you want, but work for yourself. Now you can with Social Indoor. Social Indoor is a franchise opportunity. It is a unique franchise. What is it? In this franchise opportunity, Social Indoor has identified the best restrooms in your area. Clean, nice restrooms, high traffic, and they will install computer monitors in those restrooms. Big computer, high quality, high def computer monitors, and on them go commercial messages that you have sold to your friends and your contacts. You run the business. You don't have to like figure out how to start a business. Social Indoor has done it for you. This is an incredibly long-term successful company. Get the details at Social Indoor. That's where you get a formal prospectus. Socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. This major winter storm in the west continues to move east through the forecast period. A strong surface low will develop in the lee of the Rockies early Monday as the upper level trough continues eastward, bringing heavy snows to the northern plains and Midwest as the week progresses. As the first wave moves east, snow accumulations of 4 to 6 inches are forecast for the higher elevations in the Berkshires and Catskills, and just a couple of inches in New York and Pennsylvania, mostly rain along the mid-Atlantic coast. The bigger storm will reach east by the weekend, but right now it looks like it will be mostly rain. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
After the mortgage and food, what do we spend the most money on with a big family? We're going to tell you tonight.
Coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details. People of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
You know the popular saying, how people like to throw gas on the fire. Find out what happens when you really throw gas on the fire. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
37 past the hour as we drive across the country. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Going up I-4 in Florida, the spookiest highway in America. Do not go across any highways in Alabama or Mississippi if you have a New York State license or a New Jersey license. You will mysteriously disappear. You won't be available to your friends and relatives. My number is 888-688-9258. Talking about Christmas disappointments. Events at the holidays that disappointed. Most of the trouble that comes with gifting at the holidays is if you and I imagine something that we're supposed to get, and then, oh, gee, we don't get it. The worst Christmas is for a kid, excuse me, the worst Christmas is for a kid is if the adults have not balanced toys and clothes, and all of a sudden the kid has too many clothes. There's nothing worse for a boy than box after box after box that's clothes. Boys don't want clothes. Boys have clothes. They're wearing them right now. They don't need any more clothes. But the worst one for me was when I was 17. In Jersey, you can get your driver's license at 17. I know in California, you can get it at 2. But in Jersey, it's 17. And I imagined that I was going to get a green Cougar with a black vinyl top. That was the car I wanted, was a green Cougar with a black vinyl top. And I manifested this in my head so big that I believed it was going to appear magically outside our window, that I was going to look out in the morning and there it was going to be. And I believe that my dad actually tried to make that happen because he was moving erratically a day or two before. He was making trips he didn't have to make. He was out of the house for a couple more. You know when you're a kid that if your parents are not behaving normally, oh, I got to go to the store right now. I have to talk to your Uncle Jack right now. I have to go to work a little early. Okay, parents don't go to work early unless they're up to something. If they're up to something, I'm going to get an earlier train. I'm going to drive in earlier. They're up to something. We don't know what it is, but it's not good. And for a couple days before Christmas, my father was acting suspiciously. The last time he had acted suspiciously was when we got a cat. When I was eight, we got a cat, a magical cat. It was a great cat. And my dad was a really, really good dad. And we got this cat a couple days before Christmas, but of course I didn't know because Santa brings the cats, right? And he had that cat in the basement for a couple nights, and he was very gentle and sweet with animals. And he taught that cat that that cat was not going to scratch me and wasn't going to bite anything. And the cat never did scratch or bite anything, but he had it in the basement, had it made it feeling good and safe. Had it in a safe, very warm corner. The cat was fine, but he trained the cat. People never take the trouble to train the cat, and as a result, they scratch your eye out. Well, I thought I was getting this Cougar with a black vinyl top and green. I can still visualize it. I can still touch it. I didn't get that car. A couple days later, I got his commuter car. In many suburban bedroom communities, not only do they read John O'Hara novels and Jackie Suzanne novels and Thea novels, they have a car to take them to the station, and that's all it's for. Now, in the day, everybody had a car to take them to the station. No one believed in exercise. It was stupid. It was like Mad Men. You had a car. But now, of course, a lot of people walk to the station. It's good for exercise. It's a lot of nonsense. He had a brown Dodge Dart. I don't know where he got it from, but the paint had aged erratically. the back of the trunk, half of it was that undercoating color, that red-brown, that reddish color, and the other half was brown. I don't know how a trunk changes color, but it was like one of those toys when under heat, the color changes. Well, that's what he had. That's what I got. That was my first car. It was a Dodge Dart that was brown. No one was getting picked up in this car. I was not going to drive along the street and girls would whistle and be excited to be in the car with me. That wasn't going to happen. It was not a Corvette. It was a brown Dodge Dart. I wanted a green Cougar with a black vinyl top. That's not what I got for that Christmas. That was a spoiled kid's disappointment. You bet. That was a spoiled kid's. And the other one I wanted one year was a stereo, an actual stereo. That didn't happen either. Fortunately, I don't carry these resentments for the rest of my life. How about you? Something you expected for Christmas and it didn't show up? Or something you expected for Christmas and it did show up and it was like nothing you thought it was going to be? Here's my phone number. I'm live. You ready? 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You are my Midnight Misfits. And I'm available to you on Instagram at all times, Walter M. Sterling. Please sign up for this. It's very exciting to be with you on Instagram. This is Sterling on Sunday. In my opinion, as Walter M. Sterling, in my opinion, the best gift that I can receive or give is one that I need, but I didn't expect. I wasn't thinking about. But, oh my gosh, yes, I need this. And that's what your friends and your family are going to say when you give them a MyPillow pillow. Because they all know about them. And they've said, you know, I really should try one. Well, guess what? Now they're $19.98. $20. Call 800-844-0876. There's a live person standing by right now to talk to you. That phone number is only for Midnight Misfits to the Walter Sterling Show. No other host has that number because this is a unique deal. You call 800-844-0876. Say, my name, Walter. And the price drops to $19.98 for a MyPillow pillow, which has patented filling. It keeps cool all night. It keeps the shape you put it in, and it's washable. You ever try to wash a down pillow? Fool. You can wash a MyPillow pillow. They cost $19.98 if you say Walter. The number is 800-844-0876. There's a live operator right now. Right now. 800-844-0876. The pillow comes to life when you get it. Your friend or family gets it and throws it in their dryer for 10 minutes. And oh my gosh, it springs to life. That's the only way it becomes a pillow. Custom in your dryer. It's your pillow. My pillow. 800-844-0876. $19.98 when you say Walter. 800-844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Alan, I talked to God, I don't know if you understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I'm not going to ask that you want me to.
All right, this is Sterling on Sunday. It is a network radio show, which means we're heard coast to coast, including on Dave Labrosi's KDKA and Bill White's KFWB. No, that's not right. That's not right at all. But it is right on KDKA with Dave Labrosi. And welcome. It is great to be with you. And we're talking about holiday disappointments. Holiday disappointments are very simple. You and I get in our head something that we believe we should have for Christmas, a gift. And then it arrives and it either is not what we expected or it didn't arrive. Mine was, I expected when I was 17, a Cougar, a Mercury Cougar car, green with a black vinyl top. And I thought about this so much, it practically materialized in my bedroom. I could feel it. I could see it. This was my car. This was going to solve all of my social issues. Carrie Philpell would finally get in that car with me. Candy Jones would finally get in that car with me. I would be not only cool because I played Frisbee at Strauss Zelnick's High School, Columbia High School in South Orange, New Jersey, not only because I played Frisbee and was on the original Frisbee team. I repeat, I was on the original Frisbee team. One of the people who invented the game. You know what's great about Frisbee? There are almost no rules. And if you're tired, you go home. That's the best part about the game. Whereas Trevor Lawrence didn't have that opportunity this week, but he won. The Jacksonville, whatever they are, he won. Finally, Trevor Lawrence won a game besides Marissa Mowry, his wife. Well, I figured this Mercury Cougar would solve the problems, would solve every social issue I had. It didn't arrive, and therefore the social issues remained with me for the rest of my life. Not only that, I had this resentment about not having this car. What did I get? A Dodge Dart, a 1963 Dodge Dart, brown, with brown interior, and it had been my father's commuter car. There used to be commuter cars where they took them from home to the train station. That's it. That's all it ever did, and that's all it should have ever done. It should have gone out at 6 in the morning. No one would ever see it. You weren't sure who had it. And that was it. That was my major disappointment. The other major disappointment is if you're a 10, 12-year-old boy, the worst thing that can happen is if all of your aunts and uncles conspire to give you Christmas gifts and they're all close. I thought you would love this sweater. Isn't this a nice sweater? No. If you're a 10-year-old boy, there are no nice sweaters. Doesn't exist. All a 10-year-old boy wants is something that's bicycle-related or makes a lot of noise. If it makes a lot of noise, that's good. If it vaguely resembles construction equipment, that's good. Or electronics that are suspicious and start burning and smelling bad. What are you doing in that room? What is it that what smells like that? The best boy toys are ones that prompt your mother to go, why does it smell like that? What's smelling like that? What are you doing in your room? Those are the best toys. The ones that have sparks, suspicious chemicals, or resemble military equipment from the Korean War. I'm trying to update it from World War II. We gotta appeal to the new demographic that only knows about maybe the Korean War. How about you? What disappointed you as a kid that you didn't get, that you feel you deserved, or you did get, and it was awful? Major disappointment. You ready? I'm live. The number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT, because that's the real issue at this time of year. Right now, you and I are agonizing what to get everybody and not go broke. That's the pain. What do we get everybody and not go broke? Besides a MyPillow pillow, which is available for $19.95 if you say my name Walter. Did you hear that? $19.95 if you say my name Walter. But it's very difficult to do. And as time goes on, the more people you know, the more things that are needed. And man, by January, you're missing those minimum payments. Those minimum payments aren't made. Because you want everybody to be happy. Well, congratulations, you can't make everybody happy. 888-688-9258. I want to talk to you. 888-688-9258. Hello, Linda. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Now, one that has always been in my memory, when I was a kid, getting a television was a luxury in a family. And one Christmas Eve, our father had gotten a television. We just got it out of the box and were going to plug it in when the doorbell rang. And we hadn't planned on having any company that night. I went to the door and opened it, and unexpectedly, my brother, who was in the service, had been able to hitch a ride home to be able to be there with us on Christmas Eve. And that's always was my best Christmas.
You got a TV and a brother.
Yes.
That's a pretty good Christmas. Linda, where did you grow up?
The Albany, New York area.
Albany, New York, where the interstates are referred to as the Luge. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday, Linda. I appreciate it. Hello, Doc. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Hi, Doc.
Hey, Sterling. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to talk to you for a long time and haven't. Anyway, I listen to you every Sunday night because you're my drive to work. But anyway, years ago when I was a kid, I delivered papers out in Colorado up in the mountains, and wintertime was always pretty bad. And so my customers would always give me boxes of chocolate-covered cherries or 50-cent pieces and stuff. My dad loved chocolate-covered cherries. So one year, I decided I was going to have some fun with him, and so I took a red brick and wrapped it up like a box of chocolate-covered cherries, put that under the tree. That was the first thing he always opened up, was that box of chocolate-covered cherries. He opened that up, and there was that red brick, and the look on his face was absolute just disappointment. And I never forgot that look. And I went in the other room and grabbed the box of chocolate-covered cherries and went in through and gave it to him because I felt so bad, because the look on his face was just total disappointment. And I've never forgotten that as long as I've lived. And I never did it again either.
No, Doc, you never did it again, because how old were you then?
I don't know, 11, 12?
Yeah. Well, Doc, you were a horrible kid, and that was a terrible thing to do to your father. But it's a wonderful thing to hear from you, and I appreciate you listening to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's interesting. There's a moment in time when your kid transfers from wanting to have the gift to wanting to have the cash. Now, my 20-year-old daughter is at that point now where she wants to have the cash. And so I suspect this year Santa will be providing the cash, because whatever we get her won't be quite right. You know, she's at that age and she's a woman, and, you know, it's always tricky. 888-688-9258. Disappointments at Christmas, things that you have received that you're like, oh, I really didn't want these tickets to this show. I really didn't want to go to the ice capades at 32 years of age. And I really wanted the Mercury Cougar. George, at 888-688-9258. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, George. Hi.
Good morning and happy holidays. How are you?
Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
By same here. I'll tell you what, this occurred 60 years ago, and I'm still quite disturbed by it.
Go.
It was a toy that I got. I was in first grade, and I was kind of sick, and I was waiting. It was called King Zor. Have you ever heard of it?
No, sir. What is it?
Rex. Plastic, remote control with a little dart gun, and the darn thing never worked.
What was it called?
King Zor.
King Zor. Well, thank you for calling, George. That's the thing. You get the toy that you wanted. It looks good, and it doesn't work. 888-688-9258. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. A major winter storm system is already bringing heavy mountain snow and coastal rain in the west and will begin to shift into the plain states on Monday. This storm will dominate the weather coast to coast in the coming days this week. A strong surge of moisture from the Pacific associated with an atmospheric river from the tropics near Hawaii will fuel heavy rain showers and snow squalls in the higher elevations of the Cascades, Wasatch, Rockies, and especially the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California, where several feet of snow. To our trucker friends, near whiteout conditions will exist with very strong winds in the mountain passes. For Sacramento and Las Vegas, beneficial rains and gusty winds, then sunny later in the week with cooler temperatures. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
After the mortgage and food, what do we spend the most money on with a big family? We're going to tell you tonight.
Coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details, people of Walmart, later, Sterling at night.
You know the popular saying, how people like to throw gas on the fire? Find out what happens when you really throw gas on the fire. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, at the holidays, there's no greater disappointment if you're a 10-year-old boy than if you realize box after box after box is filled with just clothes, no loud noise toys, nothing that explodes. Those are the greatest disappointments. But when I was 17, I wanted a car. It's a bratty thing, but I wanted a green with a black vinyl top Mercury Cougar. That's what I wanted. To this day, I've never gotten that car, but that's what I wanted. Instead, I got my father's commuter car. The one that went from the home to the train station that was old when he got it, with faded paint. It was a major disappointment. Birdie at 888-688-9258. Birdie, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walter. Walter.
Hi.
You're too funny. I had a Cougar 67.
Very jealous.
Green. The hardtop.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Did you love it?
Let me tell you about, I like that. Yeah. I want to tell you about my disappointment.
Yes.
Well, I'm a widow. My husband passed in 2010. And in the 80s, you know, he always bought me the best gifts. He made a box of money one time for Christmas morning. I opened it. He had a big rock in it thinking, you know, what is this? It was all kind of denominations of money. But anyway, during the 80s, I opened up this gift. I told him, I says, go to Wilson Leather. I want that purple leather jacket. And he says, okay, he always seemed to get what I wanted. Yeah. So I open it up and I scream. I'm a subdued color. I don't like brights. Back then, I don't like brights. I like brights now. But I opened it up. It was bright purple.
Well, Birdie,
And you know what I told him? I says, why? What is this? I wanted purple. He said, that's purple. I said, I wanted a dark purple. There was a beautiful, for $60 all leather back in the 80s.
Wow.
And I said, I wanted a dark purple. He said, well, you said purple. And I says, what do you want me to do with this? Go stand out in Wally Avenue in the Hill District, which is a bad red district. You know what I mean?
Birdie,
what do you want me to do?
I can't.
Stand out there with my bright purple jacket.
Right.
Yes.
But Birdie, thank you for the call. But he's right. You said purple. You weren't specific enough. 888-688-9258. And frankly, the way you behaved, I'm surprised he didn't divorce you right then. David, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening. Good evening. I grew up in Orange County, California, about 10 miles from the beach. And so this is in the early 70s. And, the hang 10 T-shirt, the multicolored T-shirt, that was the deal. And my parents were very conservative. And I would get all these white socks for Christmas from my lovely mother. But I could never get a cool hang 10 T-shirt. And when I finally did get one with my own money, she insisted that I wear a ridiculous white T-shirt underneath the hang 10 T-shirt.
Now, why was that? Was that about exposing your body in a way that made her embarrassed?
You just nailed it, sir. That's right. So going forward with my own young people in my life and so forth, I don't buy them things. I take them skiing. We go on a train trip to the city. It's all about experiences. I just don't do the Christmas stuff.
That takes a lot of courage, because if you give them the wrong experience, they'll resent you the rest of their lives.
Well, so far, I guess I've been pretty blessed. I think it starts by listening to our younger friends, whether they be your nieces, nephews.
How old are your kids?
Oh, my kids now are adults, but I have some nieces and nephews, and we do a lot of adventures together. In fact, I took my niece when she was 10. I took her to Kenya for three weeks. So that was quite an experience.
I'm sure it was, because she didn't want to go. You forced her to go, and then she had to behave. That must have been very hard for her. David, thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. The person who has the life that you and I want is Chef Drew. Chef Drew is a chef on one of those super yachts off the coast of Miami, where right now it's 83 degrees and the water temperature is 80 degrees. Can you imagine that? Now, the great experience about being a guest on a super yacht, the kind you see on Below Deck, is that you get to experience the food. That's always the epicenter of the cruise. The food is insane, I am told. Certainly, as a radio host, we have no money. So I don't know, but that's what I've been told. And Chef Drew, who is a chef on the super yachts off of the coast of Miami, will share with us in just seconds how he makes the food spectacular. This is Sterling on Sunday. Well, how's it going at this time of year? Credit cards maxed out? Tough to get a loan? Of course. You promised yourself back in July that this year you were going to save for Christmas. There were going to be no problems this Christmas, just like I did. And there are the problems. I mentioned this to my friend Jared Dillian, and Jared said, Walter, I told you what to do. I told you how to manage your money, and he's going to do it for you for free. Go to jaredradio.com, J-A-R-E-D, jaredradio.com. Put in your name, get his free brochure. It'll be mailed to you, jaredradio.com. He was a Coast Guard guy and figured out how to work his way up, how to bootstrap his way up. And now he has a house on the beach in Myrtle Beach, and he does pretty much what he wants all day. Go to jaredradio.com, J-A-R-E-D, radio.com, jaredradio.com. Sign up for his brochure. It'll be sent to you, and your financial life will start to be turned around.
Sterling on Sunday.
The dream of most people is to work for themselves, have control of their destiny, and now you can do that with a company called Social Indoor. You can find them at socialindoor.com. Social Indoor will set you up with a great business. They've dealt with all the infrastructure issues. Well, what's the business? In our cities, there are high traffic, beautiful restrooms and fancy restaurants and hotels. What they do is they install computer monitors, high def computer monitors in those restrooms. You sell the advertising that goes on those computer monitors. How do you do that? You go to your friends, you go to businesses you've done business with for years, and the revenue is yours. This is not a formal prospectus, which can only be received at socialindoor.com. Get the details. That's your Christmas gift, running your own business. Socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
It comes to life when you put it in the dryer. You put it in the dryer and it becomes your pillow. It's the My Pillow, but it only comes to life when you put it in your dryer for 10 minutes and boom, it springs to a warm, cushy, soft life in your dryer. Here's the number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. There's a live human being waiting to talk to you about the MyPillow pillow, which is now available for $19.95 for the MyPillow pillow, which has a patented foam filling, stays cool all night, keeps its shape, and is 100% washable. This is the pillow all your friends and family know about. It's time to finally satisfy their curiosity and give them a MyPillow pillow for $20, $19.95. Call 800-844-0876. Call them now. MyPillow.
Talk Radio 1210 wants you to know, imagine if our homeless shelters suddenly closed. That's why Catholic Charities Appeal is there for thousands of men, women, and children from every walk of life of any faith who need help. Visit CatholicCharitiesAppeal.org. Nearly 200,000 people don't know they're infected with HIV. With early detection and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Get tested. ActAgainstAIDS.org. And at Manna, food is medicine, delivering millions of nutritious meals to those impacted by serious illness in our area. Help out at MannaPA.org.
Shopify presents cool sheets from AHA to...
I suffered from the wrong kind of hot in bed, heat-induced insomnia. That was my AHA moment, bed sheets that keep you cool. Then I thought, how do I even sell bed sheets? That's when I had the idea that made it all possible, signing up on Shopify.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/odysseyfree. Shopify.com/odysseyfree.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
All right, it's 18 past the hour. 18 past the hour as we drive across the country in our 18-wheelers, hoping to see a Love truck stop or a Pilot truck stop. Which one do you like better? I like the Love truck stops better, my opinion. But I don't understand in either deal with either truck stop why there are large displays of CB radios. You're not going to buy a CB radio at a truck stop, are you? You're going to do it at a Best Buy or someplace like that where you can have it installed. Can't have it installed at a truck stop unless there's something I don't know. Just like the mystery of the showers at truck stops. And you're in the truck stop buying crackers and Diet Coke, and you hear over the loudspeaker, shower number 23 is ready now. I'm like, whoa, I've never seen the showers. Have you? Are they okay? Are they nice? I'm scared of the showers. Chef Drew, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. How has your week been as a chef on the super yachts off the coast of Miami?
Well, this week has been pretty slow, actually. In and around Christmas time, it slows down a little bit for us, and then it picks back up in and around February, actually.
I would have figured that this would be a busy time because of the beautiful South Florida boat parades, the inland waterways. It's 2 degrees in the rest of the country. It's 82 degrees there. I figured this would be a busy time.
Well, this is busy time for regular folk. We've noticed that the trend here in South Florida is springtime. That's usually when you see the folks who frequent the yachts and what have you. They don't come in the summertime or the wintertime. But springtime, early spring, that's when they pop up. And it's really smart because there's not a lot of people here in Miami during that time of the year.
Yeah, I lived in South Florida for 1 year. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a year. What was interesting to me about living there was I was much less aware of the seasonality of it. I was less aware of the crowds or not crowds. What fascinated me most was that the retail stores opened and closed at random times during the day. I never could get over the fact that the retail stores were sometimes open, sometimes closed. It depends when the owner felt like going to work. Very different world. The part about South Florida that's interesting, especially to a northerner, is that the purpose of South Florida is to do nothing. That's why you're there. And, you know, my father forgot to leave me an annuity. Therefore, it was a dangerous place. I mean, he meant to, I'm sure, but it was a dangerous place for me to work and live. I'm like, you know, I'm not actually doing any work here. I probably should go back to New York. And that's what I did. You gave us a great tip Chef Drew. The great tip you gave us was do not ask the waiter which fish is fresh, because it's all fresh, or they couldn't serve it. The thing to say is which fish is new, meaning what just came in. What else is like that, Chef Drew? What else should we know?
Little things like, you know, if you're going to have a steak, your steak should always be cooked when it's at room temperature. That's when you actually put your steak on the fire. Little things like that. Otherwise, moisture becomes a problem and the meat can become tough. Other little things that, you know, some folks do. We have a thing called touched meat. And what that is basically you can leave certain meats out just before the point it gets rancid, and then you cook it. And what that does is it brings out a lot of flavors in the food that you don't normally taste. It's a very tricky thing to do. I don't suggest it for folks, but it is a really cool thing.
One of the things that, I could see how that would be tricky. Like, don't try that yourself. Got it.
Definitely.
Any other tips?
Not.
Any other tips?
Absolutely. The best tip that I can give anyone who wants to cook is to first learn the recipe and also the method. Most folks just see a recipe and they just go forth and try to put it together. But a good cookbook will come with both, the recipe and the method. Recipe is going to have all the exacting measurements of the items, of course. The method, however, that will tell you how to cook it, when to add the items exactly, and as time goes by, you will, you know, come to understand why it's so important that you follow both, you know, the recipe and the method. And then after you get into it and you can follow those instructions, you know, you branch out, you get into different types of cooking. Then try your luck at grilling, learn what it is to saute, how to actually fry properly. Poaching, what's the difference between poaching and say boiling? Stir fry is another great thing to know how to do. And, you know, there's so many different things like fondue, caja china, that's a way of cooking pork in a box. It's a really long cooking process, all the way down to doing.
Let me ask you this. If.
Sushi, right. What's the difference between sushi and.
Rice is the difference between sushi and sashimi, right?
One is rolled. One is right. One is rolled with other ingredients. The other one is just eaten by itself.
Right. When you serve these meals to these rich people, is there one particular dish that every time you serve it gets an oh wow? You get an oh wow every time.
Absolutely. It'd have to be my coconut shrimp or prawns if I can get my hands on them. And it's a really tedious process. It's, if you can imagine having a shrimp or a prawn fried with coconuts on there in a batter and standing up on the plate with all kinds of decorations on. Every time I do that one right there, that definitely gets oohs and ahs for sure.
How long does it take you to prepare that?
It really doesn't take long. It's actually a quick cook. However, it's the decorating of it. It's the garnishing part that is really tricky. You know, you try to pile these things on there, put them in positions that you want, and hope they stay there till they get to the table. You know,
Chef Drew. How do my friends get in touch with you?
Well, and they have been. You guys can reach me on Facebook. It's Chef Drew Kanai, Khani, on Facebook. Send me a message. And while you're there, you can take a look at my pictures. I have lots of food pictures on there and places that I've been and people that I've met. Absolutely.
All right. Give us the name again.
That's Chef Drew Kanai, Khani.
Khani. You know, you're the best, Chef Drew. People like you. My sister, who listens, My sister, who doesn't like anything I do, likes you. I am grateful for your contributions to the show. This was a terrific segment, and I thank you very much. Happy holidays. Hopefully we'll talk again next week. Thank you, Chef Drew. It's 26 past the hour.
Cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy all we are. Snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely where the forest lay right together with you.
That was the Nickelodeon Christmas promo in 2011. That was the best one they ever did. They did other ones in other years that were very nice, but that was amazing. 2011, that's when Nickelodeon was good. This was a very bad thing to happen in New York yesterday.
Well, a whole lot of people looking an awful lot like Santa Claus took over Manhattan today. Hundreds were in Midtown as the annual SantaCon event got underway to paint the town red, as they put it. Started with fun and games and music. Then they headed out to various bars around the borough. Nearly 70 businesses are donating a portion of their profits today to help SantaCon raise money.
We raise money for a lot of charities that focus on hunger and the arts in the New York City area. Specifically, we work with Secret Sandy Claus. It's a great charity that everyone should donate to that works with underprivileged families for the holidays.
Over the past 10 years, SantaCon has raised nearly $1 million for various charities.
Well, that's not enough. For the hell it puts the city through, it is the worst possible event. Imagine, like, you know, 10,000 people ages 18 to 34, drunk out of their minds in Santa costumes, stumbling into the street, throwing up in the street. It is not a fun event. Oh, gee, that sounds cool. Santa God, everybody else dressed up as Santa, going from bar to bar to bar, getting drunk. No, it's no fun at all. Good luck walking on those sidewalks. Good luck stepping off the curb. It is horrible. SantaCon. No fun. Not an adventure. Bad idea. I hated it. It's as bad as the St. Patrick's Day parade for the same reason. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Heiser. This major winter storm in the west continues to move east through the forecast period. A strong surface low will develop in the lee of the Rockies early Monday as the upper level trough continues eastward, bringing heavy snows to the northern plains and Midwest as the week progresses. As the first wave moves east, snow accumulations of 4 to 6 inches are forecast for the higher elevations in the Berkshires and Catskills, and just a couple of inches in New York and Pennsylvania, mostly rain along the mid-Atlantic coast. The bigger storm will reach east by the weekend, but right now it looks like it will be mostly rain. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Heiser. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of two brazen car thieves that were ripping off high-end vehicles from a Lower West Side car wash. coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's own Velo Hool, a one-woman crime spree. Details. People of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
You know the popular saying, how people like to throw gas on the fire. Find out what happens when you really throw gas on the fire. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here from the great state of Delaware with tales about living in the old house with our eight kids.
Today, we thought we'd tell you where we're spending all of our money and why we can't buy a new house.
Taking out the mortgage and taking out the grocery bill, which is phenomenally high. We'll talk about that another day.
Okay.
And heat and electric.
Right.
Beyond that, beyond the light bill, the mortgage, and the food bill, what do you think, listeners, we are spending the most money on? Time's up.
All right. It's the dentist. The dentist.
Your dental visit was 700 and how much?
752 for about 20 minutes. Now, I love my dentist, and I'm not saying that it's not worth it. Yes, it's worth it. But I went in, and he said, you have these three little tiny spots right here. We want to fix those. You know, you and I thought, what, $200 maybe coming out of there, 20 minutes?
I guess 250.
Yes, 752.
The week before, Jasper, one of our children, mm-hmm. had one filling. It was $240.
Right.
With this many kids and the adults, we have the checkups and then the follow-ups and, you know, cavities, things of this nature.
Sealants that, you know, they want to put sealants on all the kids' teeth so they don't get the cavities.
Always
There's just always,
no.
always something.
Always say no to the sealants.
Yeah, but we do, and then we always end up getting them anyway. Let's just not discuss the sealants because they make me a little unhinged.
The dentist that you love is close to our house. We can actually walk there.
Right.
He's driving the most expensive car.
Oh, stop. You don't even... I think he has a Jeep. Would you stop? No, he's not.
He ought to be driving an expensive car with how much money we're paying that guy.
All right. Well, maybe he will someday. But for right now, you know, he's humble in his Jeep. And again, I appreciate it. I appreciate the work. It's not that. It's just sometimes surprising. Like when you actually add up a month's worth of dentistry, which, by the way, I didn't tell you this, but Ace has an appointment next week to also have something fixed.
For what?
I don't know. You made the appointment. You went with him last time. It's Christmas time, honey. We can just tell them that their gift is good dental hygiene.
Merry Christmas, kids. Here's a toothbrush.
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Oh, I love being with you. Isn't this the best? You and I get to be together on a Sunday night as we drive along Route 80, up and down the Garden State Parkway, the Jersey Turnpike, and we pay the trolls. That's where it comes from, you know. The trolls on the road, under the bridge, the lived under the bridge, the green bridge. The original toll booths were green. Troll booths. And now they're overhead. We don't even know when they're taking a picture of our license plate. But somehow or another, at the worst possible angle, they're able to get a picture of our license plate. What's interesting is there's all this hoopla around the world about the Meghan and Prince Harry Netflix special and about their life in general. What's interesting to me is every week for the past 2 months, I have mentioned this. And as a professional talk show host, I've tried to pull together a topic for you to call in on and to talk about or comment on. I have never gotten one call. I've gotten no response because I believe the only people who care about this are gossip columnists like in the Daily Mail of London. We don't care about this story. This is a stupid story.
This promise of once you're married, don't worry, it'll get better. Once they get used to you, it'll get better. Of course it'll get better. But truth be told, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how good I was, no matter what I did, they were still going to find a way to destroy me.
Yeah, nobody set out to destroy you. You destroyed yourselves in this country with your ludicrous
hypocritical behavior. Truth be told, what she just said is complete and utter garbage.
You know what I love about Piers Morgan? The minute this Netflix thing hit, he has been on every television show in the world. He, like, owns an hour of television in Australia and on Fox News and on Sky TV. He's, like, the official spokesperson of the other side of the Meghan Markle nonsense. What everybody seems to forget about the nonsense, and then I'll stop because I know you don't want to talk about it. What everybody forgets about the nonsense, she was married before. She was married to a Hollywood producer-director before, and the last project they were working on was a civilian marrying into the royal family. That was the last project they were working on. So, number one, she knew all about the royal family. And number two, this is like a soap opera where she's really married to the first guy secretly and is gathering information about the second guy to go back to the first guy when it's okay, when it's clear, and to go ahead and make the movie they had always planned to make. Just a hunch. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear a Florida story? Or do you want to hear Vic Ferrari? What would you prefer to hear, a Florida story or Vic Ferrari? I want to hear them both. In fact, why don't we hear them both right now? Vic Ferrari first. You're getting it right now. What are you doing? It's right there. Put the card in. Go.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hi, I'm retired NYPD Detective Vic Ferrari. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of a couple of car thieves that kept doing the same thing until they got caught. So towards the end of my NYPD career, we were getting killed with these two guys that were ripping off cars at a car wash on the Lower West Side of Manhattan. And what they would do is they would get dropped off. They would walk into this car wash and they would pretend like they were customers. And what they would do is they would walk through, pretend like they paid, and walk through the entire car wash. And then as the cars were coming off the conveyor belt, they'd watch as the workers would start cleaning the windows and drying the cars off. When they spotted one of the workers that wasn't paying attention, one of them would jump into the front seat of these luxury high-end vehicles and take off. So they had done it about six or seven times. On one of the last times they did it, the owner of the place actually saw the vehicle they were dropped off in and provided us with a license plate. Well, the license plate came back to a car registered in Pennsylvania. So I started doing a history on the car, and I realized that that car was a bogus vehicle and it had come into New York under a phony title. So what I did was I did a summons check on the license plate and saw that the vehicle had gotten a series of parking tickets up in the Bathgate section of the Bronx. So my partner and I and our sergeant jumped in an unmarked car and we started driving around the neighborhood looking to see if we could find the getaway car. As we stopped at a light, I see the car pull up behind us. It was a high-end Mercedes with a Pennsylvania license plate. And I told my partner, I says, you're not going to believe this, but they're right in back of us. So as they drove past, we pulled them over, took them out of the car, placed them under arrest, brought them into the precinct. Then we had to do lineups. So then we had to bring in the car wash attendants, and then we had to bring in the victims. We did about a series of five or six lineups. They got picked out. And also the vehicle that we stopped them in, the getaway car, was also reported stolen. Ironic thing about this case was these guys didn't wear hoodies or anything. They just walked into the car wash, basically looked at the video cameras and stole these vehicles. So we had a positive ID from the camera work and all our witnesses. Both of them had lengthy criminal records. And after they were indicted grand jury, they were sent off to Rikers Island awaiting trial. A couple of weeks before we started going to hearings, the district attorney offered them sweetheart deals of about 3 and 4 years each, which was generous considering their backgrounds. Well, they took it to trial anyway, and both were convicted of grand larceny, auto, criminal possession of stolen property, and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Both of them wound up getting about 8 to 10 years. for all the vehicles they stole. So sometimes crime pays, and in this case, it sure didn't. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
We're Sterling on Sundays. I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to Tarpon Springs, Florida, where there's nothing funny about this one. This is just a god-awful, horrible tragedy. There's a couple who has five children, and in the fire pit behind their house, they like to keep the fire going to keep the bugs away. And they had let the fire go out from the night before, and it was down to embers. And so in order to get the fire going back up, mom goes out there and decides she's going to take the gas can that they use in the lawnmower and just, you know, sprinkle a little fire. I mean, sprinkle a little gas over the fire. Well, look, if you throw unleaded gas on a fire, it blows up. This is not like lighter fluid or kerosene. Those are the ones that explode that you get the YouTube videos for. Well, this one, not only did it explode, but it followed the trail of gas back up into the can, and the can itself exploded in her hand, and she died, which I find kind of shocking. You figured the people of Florida would be experts in the arts of outdoor fires, but this one did not work out. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Northcliffe. It's in the Tampa area. This is on a Wednesday at about 5 o'clock. Florida man who looks like he's about, I don't know, 45, maybe 50. He's at a local bar. And even though it's only 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, this guy is three sheets to the wind, had way too much. And so he decides to take a little bit of a break, and he stumbles out the front door. Well, what you don't know about this Florida man is he is a career arsonist. That is his compulsion. That's what he loves to do, set things on fire. And so he sees a nice little SUV that's parallel parked in front of the bar. And he's like, oh, man, I sure would like to set that on fire. So he goes around back to the dumpster, and he gets some paper garbage out of the back. You know, some stuff that'll light real easy. And he stuffs it under the back tire of this SUV, sets it on fire. And sure enough, the paper fire is enough to catch the tire of the SUV. And sure enough, we have a big fire going on, and this whole SUV catches fire. They call the fire department, and the fire department comes and puts it out. There's damage to the car that's behind it. And after it got going real good, the guy who set the fire goes back in the bar and has a couple more drinks. Well, after they get the fire under control and the investigators are trying to figure out what happened, his guilty conscience kicks in, and you know, the arsonist goes out there and confesses to the crime. Now, he's just incredibly drunk, and they're like, why do you do this? He's like, man, that's my jam. I'm an arsonist. And so they go look through his record. Actually, he has been arrested several times for arson and also for indecent exposure, but some people like to play golf. Some people like to collect thimbles. Florida man likes to set things on fire and expose himself. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Miramar, Florida, where there is some thieves that hit a Wendy's. They waited until after it was closed and everyone's gone. They broke in. They go to the big office and they get the big safe, and they don't crack the safe. They attempt to remove the safe from the premises.
Now get this. This takeout had no food and no cash. That's right. Cops say they couldn't open the safe.
They left with nothing.
All this for zero.
You would make the assumption that if they're going to steal safes, they have some method by which they knew how to open them. They didn't. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
It's important at Christmas to have one gift for everybody that's safe and reasonably priced. Something that they'll go, oh, I needed one of these. I was always curious about this, and there's no risk because it's so cheap. It's $19.95. That's the price today for you for MyPillow Pillow. You. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. And if you say my name, Walter, the price drops to $19.95. Yeah, that's right. $20 for a MyPillow high quality, beautiful pillow filled with patented foam that keeps its shape, stays cool all night. This is the pillow you want to give your friends. Call 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter. Merry Christmas.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
It's time to get control of the money.
Yeah, you're okay at making money. Where does it go? When it gets into your hands, where does it go? What happens to it? JaredRadio.com, J-A-R-E-D, JaredRadio.com has the answer. Go to JaredRadio.com, fill in your name, and you will be mailed from Jared a special brochure explaining, here's what you do with your money. Not big finance, not big investments, just, hey, here's what to do with your money. Because Jared worked his way up from being a Coast Guard guy to being the owner of a beautiful house on the beach in Myrtle Beach, and you can too. JaredRadio.com, J-A-R-E-D, JaredRadio.com. It is the best Christmas gift I could give you. JaredRadio.com. Go to JaredRadio.com. JaredRadio.com, J-A-R-E-D, JaredRadio.com.